Item number three, please.
Number three is from the Moffat County Treasurer, an informational report regarding the 2012 Annual Public Fund. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Treasurer Diliberti.
Chairman, committee.
Go ahead, sir.
This report is designed to keep the committee informed of our deposits, where they're held, and whether they're collateralized or not. I've been working with the departments over the course of my tenure in Treasurer's office to get these that are not deposited in our bank with which we have our contract, which is U.S. Bank, to make sure that they're collateralized, which means that in case there's a problem with the bank, we could withdraw our funds. I've completed that process now, and all these deposits are collateralized. The only outstanding one that was on here previously, at the time of this report, was John Barrett's office, and his office has agreed to keep me informed of any changes in deposit to Tri-City Bank. And Tri-City Bank has agreed to put collateral in the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston that they can only release upon our approval. So I think that process is completed now. I appreciate the committee's support in this effort, and your monitoring of this has been very valuable in helping me enforce that policy.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Question for the Treasurer. I appreciate seeing the CRA data at the end and wondered what role that plays in this instance. The department seemed to, well, in some cases it seems like it was by a resolution or something where they were putting the money. In other cases they seem to have free rein to go wherever they want, and I'm just wondering to what extent have you tried to direct it based on that?
I have not done so. I did put that in there at the request of the committee, and I think it's important information that we know that they're investing in the community, that their deposits are coming from. Mm-hmm. It's there for informational purposes. The banks know that it's important to me and the county. I think that they're well aware of our interest in it. As you can see, they're all satisfactory or outstanding, and we haven't had a problem with any of the banks that we're currently using.
Right. I would just note that the bank that's sort of most local in the sense that I think North Milwaukee State Bank's activity is all local, has, you know, among the smallest of the deposits, and yet they have the highest rating and the most current outstanding rating. So I would I just think to the extent that that the deposit is equally secure in each of these places through the efforts that you've made to collateralize it and other things that we would look to make those investments in a way that they're most likely to provide a local return. And I think that some of those smaller local banks make more sense, particularly as we're seeing the consolidation of the big banks.
Mr. Chairman. The two smaller banks, North Milwaukee and Seaway Bank, which used to be the Legacy Bank, we do not have collateral agreements with them, but these amounts are well under the amount that's insured by FDIC and the State Insurance Fund.
Thank you, Supervisor.
It's informational purposes, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else? Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.